I'm Naomi.
And I'm Mara.
And we're the co-founders of Shine.
We just launched a brand new podcast called Friends with Mental Health Benefits.
There are so many conversations around how to perform at work. And on the flip side, how to take care of your mental health.
But what about caring for your mental health at work, a place we'll spend nearly one third of our lives?
On Friends with Mental Health Benefits, we're highlighting the untold mental health stories of founders and senior leaders.
Hear how folks navigate their own well-being in the workplace and support the mental health of their teams, especially those most marginalized.
Subscribe to Friends with Mental Health Benefits wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Your Daily Shine, the podcast meets meditation from the Shine app. This is your space to connect with yourself, your growth, and what you need to shine today. What does it actually mean to go easy on yourself? It's Joy here. That's a big question, I know. But it's one of our favorite questions to ask at Shine. Going easy on yourself is a critical part of self-care. We've all had moments where we don't live up to the impossibly high standards we often set for ourselves. And sometimes, our inner critic comes out to play. But mistakes and setbacks are part of our experience as humans. So, instead of leaning into our inner critic in those moments, what if we chose to go easy on ourselves? What if we chose to see those moments as an opportunity to practice self-kindness and a chance to remind yourself that you are enough as you are? Today, let's take a moment to ask that inner critic to pause and practice being easy on ourselves. At the end of a long week, you deserve some love and kindness. Let's begin. Find a comfortable position. And close your eyes if you can. And begin to breathe deeply, slow, even breaths in and out. As you continue to breathe, if you can, give yourself a hug. Wrap your arms around yourself and gently squeeze. Really hold yourself. If you aren't able to give yourself a hug right now, maybe hold your own hand or gently rest your palm on your heart or imagine the sensation of doing so. Continue to breathe slow, even breaths. You are precious. You deserve to be spoken to and cared for with kindness. By being gentle with yourself physically, you create the pattern to be kind to yourself mentally. Let your hands rest if they haven't yet. If you can, call to mind something harsh you might have said to yourself this week. Maybe something didn't get done that you wanted to get done. Maybe an interaction didn't go as planned. Pretend that a dear friend is telling you the story of what happened, as if it happened to them. Really hear them tell you the story. See their disappointment or regret, or any other feelings they have. Once they've finished telling the story, I want you to imagine what you say back to them. What tone of voice do you use? What words of comfort or advice do you give to them? Take a moment to hear what you would say. Imagine your friend thanks you and walks away. As they retreat into the distance, release your visualization and slowly return your attention to your breath. When the people we love are disappointed or have regrets, we know how to be extra kind and extra gentle. We give them understanding and encouragement, not criticism. We can treat ourselves with the same care. Let's take one last deep breath together, breathing in and out. Repeat this after me, either out loud or in your head. I will go easy on myself today. I will go easy on myself today. If you can, wrap your arms around yourself for a final hug as you gently open your eyes. Take a moment to thank yourself for showing up. Be gentle with yourself today. You got this.